Y'all know we're running on BP time. This is the Masked Singer After Show.
And you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Okay.
Hey guys.
All right. Now we're back.
Now we're back.
For real. Woo. Bless you. Bless you, child.
Had to dab.
See? Hit the What's going on? Everybody, I'm back. I missed y'all.
Yes, we missed you, too.
You guys on the screen in the chat.
Yes.
We have so much to talk about.
Yes, we do.
Another
they are
episode.
Ready.
Yeah, they've been ready.
They've been ready.
Look,
yeah.
Shanice has already started with us. Okay, let us live, girl.
Shanice always with it. Shanice can never let us live.
Right.
Like, dang, girl.
Shanice, I love you. I think you're awesome.
No, I love Shanice.
You do. Shanice, they're all in here. Miriam, Kristen, Joseph.
What's up,
Martin,
guys?
Yo, y'all in here.
Yes.
Live.
Yes.
Well, speaking of live, let's get into this episode. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, look. But before we get into the episode, look. How about let's just start off with something that we already know? Because I don't have time to already come off popping off arguing with y'all about who I think is underneath these masks. So let's go with somebody who we already know was underneath the mask. Tonight we said goodbye to the skeleton.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. I miss seeing him on the stage.
Right, doing his little weird, awkward
jigging, okay? So before he was revealed, who did you guys think was under the mask?
I was with Ken. I thought it was Martin Short.
Okay.
Because I didn't have anything to go on as far as certain clues. Mm-hmm. But then when it was revealed that it was Paul Schaefer, I was like, that makes sense. I've seen him on David Letterman.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have Martin Short, but I also had Nathan Lane as well.
Interesting.
So
now who's Nathan Lane? Y'all gotta
educate
me.
Yeah, interesting. You know, that's what people say when you don't know.
So I honestly don't know what Nathan Lane does. I actually picked one that the judges mentioned. Because you know how that, you know, afterwards they kind of do this side by side. I'm just thinking like,
So you're going off of what Nick Cannon say at the end. So who do y'all think it is? The judges said it was
this. I got
this.
You.
Look, you missed it, but I said last week that I'd be stealing that.
Look at you.
Yeah, but this is what I said too. I said that these so they have been in the industry, everyone on those panels, and Nick Cannon have been in the industry for a while.
Yes. Yeah.
So they're standing next to these people, and it didn't hit me until Nick Cannon was able to say that it was Layla Ali because she punched him.
Yes.
And he was like, nobody
was strong.
Yeah, he was like, ain't nobody punching like that. Yeah. I mean, unless it was Mariah, you know, she can hit him pretty hard, okay? But so I'm like, they have more to go on than we have to go on.
Yes.
So and sometimes you have to listen to them. So that's why I said Martin Short. That's what it was.
Well, y'all know, we were watching it. I had said Paul Schaefer.
She did. Yeah, I looked at her notes.
Yeah,
he was literally number one.
Yeah.
Only because second fiddle, I was thinking about his role on the Letterman show. And musically, he was just it for
he
me.
Was.
I feel like that's where everybody's getting like the nuance of the late night show, everybody having their band together. It's props to Paul Schaefer. And I didn't even know about the Blues Brothers contribution that they popped up on the screen.
Yeah.
So
I'm like,
okay, Paul Schaefer, get it then. But wait.
But the clues were good, though.
Going back to what he said about the... What was he involved in? The National Black... What?
Don't quote us. Come on, chat. Help us out. The National Black...
And do you have to be black to be a part of
Sports and Entertainment
Hall
of Fame?
They didn't know, so...
Yeah, so that's what threw Nicole off. She was like, hold up, bruh. You got to be one of, you know.
Do you have to be black?
You got
I know. So that was a great clue.
That was.
Yeah, that was.
So...
Even the clues from the first time, because I had wrote down Smited Season, possibly a comedian, you know, just because he was just so animated.
Yeah.
I wonder why he had said in his clue package that he believes that he either was something about cheating death or feeling like, I think it was like cheating death multiple times.
Right. I must have missed it.
I mean.
And that's why he was the skeleton. Low key, but.
The clues are, I feel like that the. His costume didn't really go with the clues for me because I wrote down something about joint custody, feeling overshadowed since childhood, and even the instruments. So I'm like, what does this have to... But I guess that's why they picked those specific costumes.
And when you think of
the
Letterman show, you think of David Letterman. You don't think about Paul Schaefer.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, and that's not really overshadowing because it's David
Letterman's
show.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, skeleton. Well, bye, boo. Boo! Halloween!
Oh,
we got rid of him at a good time.
Oh, Lord.
You and Robin think.
Okay. So, guys,
Let's jump into it.
Should we just jump into it?
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Okay. Let's just bring out these debating hands. Okay.
All right.
All right. So, the skeleton did battle against who? The Black Widow.
Yes.
So, we were not on the same page when it comes to this Black Widow child. I don't know what to say to y'all. I'm still going with...
Who you got?
Raven.
Okay.
Are we saying who we think it is now? Okay.
Shantiera.
I'm just making sure we're all on the same page, okay?
Shantiera.
I'm just thinking, look, the clues the first time was, you know, director's cut, psychic ball, and then this time, the Black Widow, I saw some sewing, the TV, Badunkadunk reference. I'm just like, okay.
First of all, sewing, Raven was a designer. She was a fashionista. She was, that's like honestly her biggest role. Yeah. Besides
Cosby
Show.
Wait, what's her biggest role?
Was she on the Cheetah Girls? What she was selling?
No, yeah, but
no,
was she sewing on Cheetah Girls?
Nah, she was.
But
just
I'm gonna tell you what I noticed though.
What
with the Afghan or whatever she was sewing, mm-hmm. it had the rainbow on it. It was rainbow.
Oh, well, then
and she came out.
She just came, yeah,
like 2 years ago or mm-hmm. something like that. So you know, but I had my second guess, but then I came right back home. It's Raven. I mean, it's looking at the body.
Yeah, it does sound like Raven.
She does. She is thick.
She got a badonka. Yeah, she's thick.
Let me let y'all know, thick is positive, people. Do not take that as wrong. It is positive, okay? Mm-hmm. She's thick. She got the badonka, and she's not need.
Yes. Josh, please break it down to
I'm
them.
I'm telling okay. y'all, look here, okay.
Yeah, so wait, maybe we are on the same page. I'm shocked.
So let me break this down for y'all.
Okay. Okay.
Now, I am an avid Raven Simone fan. My mother used to work with her grandmother before her grandmother passed away years ago, okay?
Oh, so we got an inside man.
Yeah, so I'm from Atlanta. I know Raven. Not personally, but I know of her family. Mm-hmm. You know, they bred it out. But anyway, so... But anyway, I noticed her stance.
Yes.
And I know that Raven is knock knee. So knock knee, for you all who don't know, means that your thighs come down from your hip in a V shape.
It
and
does.
When they get to your knees, they go back out into mm-hmm. an A shape. Raven is built that way. It is a signature look. And I noticed tonight, they did not let her stand with her legs together.
They didn't.
You noticed it too?
I saw it because Josh pointed out, but she would always have one foot forward and kind of twisting just to kind of throw us off. So then, and then I was even saying too that... her arm was messed up.
Right.
She was in a cast. I mean, yeah, she had a little brace on.
You know, her left arm.
Right. And so I noticed when I went on her Instagram and did some stalking, her recent photos. Her recent photos, I mean, her arm is literally in none of the photos. So I'm like, okay, what's going on with the arm?
Yeah, they hiding something.
Well, her saying country too in her clue package made me think, remember that episode where Raven played all them damn characters and they was in the country and she was milking cows?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. Yeah. But you can't throw us off. I mean, but I grew up with country music now. I know a little thing or two.
Yeah,
you know,
so I don't know.
I mean, the chat's going... No, they're going crazy up in here.
What the chat talking about?
Miriam said, that's so Raven. I love it.
That's a good one.
Raven... Shanice said, Raven has a video on here where she mentioned that she didn't get to go to her prom, but she went in a movie, so it's her...
Okay. Well, we get into the nitty gritty.
Was it in the Cheetah Girls that she went to the prom?
I don't remember her going to prom at in That So Raven or in Cheetah Girls. I don't know when she went to the prom.
Yeah.
She must have went in a Disney movie that I never seen.
Oh, Martin did mention that on That So Raven, Raven's passion was to be a fashion designer.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that became her job. Okay.
Yeah,
and that's when I stopped watching. I love you, Raven Simone, but when she got that job, I didn't know who I was watching anymore.
Oh, that messed up. She's cool.
We're all agreeing it's Raven.
But I don't know. No.
Okay, all right.
Take me back to the cheese, where the cheese was in the
Oh, that's what
mix.
You like. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Y'all.
When she dropping the gum in
But she got kids now.
Yeah. Okay, hilarious. So Black Widow, so we're saying Raven. I thought that we were going to be in disagreement.
Yeah, but no, I think it's Raven. It's
okay,
Raven.
Okay, well, how about this battle? Speaking of Raven Simone, let's get into the Flamingo versus the Leopard.
I'm saying one cheetah girl after another.
Okay. It's a cheetah reunion. It's definitely Adrian.
Amigas, cheetah.
Oh, Lord.
I can't. You better sing, girl.
No, I'm thinking it's Adrian, especially after tonight, Footloose. She had a little Latin spice to that.
She did.
She did.
I feel like with her singing this song, I really heard her real tone.
Yep.
So I'm like, okay, that's her. But the hood to Hollywood, I'm like,
first of all, hood rat, girl. Well, you know why?
Where?
Players gonna play.
Uh-oh, what you know?
Haters, they gonna hate.
Wasn't that Black?
Oh,
3SW. Yeah, my bad. My bad, y'all. I'm sorry. Keely, my bad.
Keely. Notori killing it on Power. I'm telling now.
She sure is.
Okay.
So, is Keely under one of these masks too? Is this going to be like some big unmasking of the Cheetah Girls for to mention, you know, their new movie coming out? Is that what they're doing?
No, if they ain't got the whole group together, I'm not watching it. They try to play me, like I said, in India with just three, and I am not here for it. You got to have all the cheetahs like or this. I'm not here.
Seriously.
Okay.
Yeah, but she also said too that someone, like a genie,
who?
Someone
I
found
okay,
her.
So like, that's, I don't know
because
who found
I thought
her.
That I thought Keely's dad was the one that founded the Cheetah. Sorry, 3LW.
3LW. Three yes. Little Women.
Three Little Women.
Yes.
So maybe.
Well, maybe it's somebody who took her to her solo career, but I don't really
right.
know.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think her reference in the genie, and that's what I thought. You know, somebody that took her on. And she was even saying she's a triple threat. And everybody was saying she kept saying she's not a singer, but you're right. I mean, she sings, she's acted, and she's done, you know,
yeah.
Well, I'm hosting.
Tell y'all something else, too, about Adrian. Adrian is married to Israel.
Yeah, that's what she is. What we had said.
So we got to kind of look out for any gospel clues.
Well, that's what we had in the first package. She had a small, for give me if I'm wrong. What is it called? If you're Catholic, you hold the
rosary?
Yes, she had a rosary.
Yeah, but Israel's not
in her,
Catholic.
Oh, dang. But maybe she
Trinitarian.
Is she?
He's Trinitarian.
But is
I don't
she
know what
Catholic?
She is. She could be. But yeah. I know she's the wife
it's like
of...
She had a rosary in her package. It was very small, subtle, mm-hmm. but it was there.
Yeah, so that has to be a nod to something.
Yes.
So the chat saying... Adrian, Kristen saying Adrian.
Okay,
even she says hard to hide her voice. Martin says she's the best female this season. He said it.
Okay, Martin.
And, also, Shanice said Adrian was raised in the Lower East Side of New York.
Okay.
And let's see. Oh, Shanice also said Ricky Martin discovered her.
Oh!
I didn't know that. Yeah, so
he's a genie. That's a genie. Yeah. That's a genie. Mm-hmm. But you know what? If she says a clue, like she has never had a car or driven a vehicle, I will know for sure that it's Adrian Bailon. Because she, when I used to watch her little show, her reality show, she had to always get a taxi everywhere because she's never gotten her driver's
right,
license.
Right,
because
you're from New York. It's
yeah,
not necessary.
Exactly. She's never, you know.
Yeah, driven. I have cousins like that. They 40 years old.
Yeah, that's her. And
you don't say drive a car, they like, don't disrespect, Shawty. You know, I'm on the subway.
Now, the Flamingo went up against somebody now. Heavy hitter. I don't know if we on the same page with this
one. I don't know.
Okay, who you got?
The Leopard. Going with Jamie Fox. Okay?
No.
Yes.
It is
it's not Jamie.
Fox.
Anybody think it's Jamie?
Go ahead.
I want to hear your reason why, Raylan.
Go on.
She ready for you.
Go on now.
Who you got?
Go ahead.
I think it's Billy Porter.
Okay, that's a good guess.
I do think it's Billy Porter.
Uh-huh.
I think it's too tall for Billy. So I'm going with the RuPaul.
This is where we're divided. I knew it.
You felt it in your spirit.
I knew it. It was coming. So RuPaul.
Yeah.
Billy Porter, Jamie Foxx. Okay. You know what? Go ahead. Why you think?
Yeah, why
girl?
You think it's Billy?
BP, the new fairy godmother.
I think just with the...
Oh, excuse me. I do want to say that, Shanice, my first guess was Seal.
Mine too. Martin, I had said it on the show.
Yeah, I said it on Seal. Because of the gracefulness, the gracefulness is trying to throw us off. And that's why I can't say it's Seal. But, Shanice, you are onto something. Seal was my initial guess.
Me too.
They're all saying... I mean, even, look, Kristen said Jamie's too short.
Everybody,
Selena, Martin, they
and
all
I'm sorry
say
for cutting you off.
Oh, no,
but go ahead.
It's
I want
fine.
You to hear
no,
your
no, yeah, BP, the fairy godmother. Mm-hmm. What's going on here? Let's see. What you got?
Because I was thinking, and I understand you understand that Billy Porter was not that tall, but I think that...
No, Jamie Foxx, he's saying, is not that tall.
Jamie Foxx.
Billy Porter's tall.
No, he's 5'9".
He is?
Yeah.
But I think that they're throwing us off with the...
I think the costume might have a little some stilts.
I can't. He's standing on something.
Something's
going on. I think just with the demeanor and then the voice, I don't know. To me, it just gave me Billy Porter vibes. Mm.
Okay, so demeanor and the voice. All right, let's go on to you. Let's go on to you. What's going on, RuPaul?
My initial thought was Seal. The reason I moved away from Seal, like I said, was because of the gracefulness. And I don't remember Seal having all of this drama. Like, I know he and Heidi Klum went through their divorce.
Yes, same.
But I don't remember all of this drama going on with Seal. So that's why I'm saying I feel like it's RuPaul. The colors, the vibrance, the gracefulness, the snappy, like, hand motion is why I'm going with RuPaul. I don't... I don't know if RuPaul has range like that. Mm-hmm. I just feel like it's Ru.
Okay. Ru. Well, hate to say it, but y'all wrong.
Okay. All right.
I'm going with Jamie Foxx. And if I am right, I think we need to there's no stakes on this show, so we need to have some stakes here.
Go ahead.
Yes, we do.
We need to add some stakes.
I'm sticking with it. They disagreeing, but it's fine.
Gracefulness is an act.
First of all, I think it's Jamie Foxx, and this is what I'm going to tell you why. This is what I got from this package.
Go ahead.
Number one, Educator. He says something about living in color. And we all know
I caught that too.
Yeah.
And then in the beginning, I don't know, something about the package with the bunnies and all that, it made me think something about the aesthetic looked like the Jamie Foxx show.
Okay.
Okay.
Something about that. Okay. I don't know what it is, but something about that aesthetic looked like the Jamie Foxx show. Plus, when we look about relationships right now, like I said on this show before, he is in a little bit of a mess because... Mm. Of this Katie Holmes situation.
It's a lot of mess.
Okay? Mm-hmm. You took your friends, I don't even know if they were really friends like that, but you took your co-star's wife, made her your girlfriend, y'all living together, now y'all not living together, broken up, and now everybody else is thinking you dating this 19-year-old, aspiring singer.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of tea. Plus, and when he's talking about the Cubs, I'm thinking about his children. And he loves his children. He'd be taking his children to his award shows.
Or could he be thinking talking about Chicago and the MLB?
Ooh.
I don't know. I'm asking the questions now.
The first clues, the first time he performed, it says something about, like, some scandals, relationships. So I'm thinking, I understand why you would say Jamie because of the scandal.
And I don't know, for some reason when I heard him sing, I'm hearing a little bit of Ray.
We talked about that last time, that he's singing
His Ray voice is different than his Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, he's a great
and he is imitator. And he is a triple threat. Jamie Foxx has done a lot. He has done comedy, singing, acting, and everything.
Do y'all think that Jamie... Well, they are filmed
That's
in different
seasons. That's why he's saying, I think he's saying, too, that he was shocked because of how... I think he might be the biggest celebrity that's on the show, if it is him.
Well, I did see that.
He was saying that he's humbled... By thinking that he was about to lose his spot last week or two weeks ago. He was saying because he's such a big star.
But I want to mention one thing, because the leopard gave me the impression that they may have been adopted. And they're talking about that in the chat, and so I'm wondering...
First of all, let me just break everybody's hearts right now when I found this news out. Jamie Foxx's real name is Marlon Bishop, so I don't know where
Eric Bishop.
Where did we get Jamie Foxx?
Jamie came up with the name Jamie Foxx because at the time he was coming up in the industry, they were trying to promote women in comedy. So he took a name that he felt would be unisex, which is Jamie, and he took Fox because Red Fox was his favorite comedian.
Oh, you know, you
see, look,
yeah,
look,
so,
I knew
know.
It. See?
So when they would go to the clubs, it would be like, you
what's
know,
your name?
Yeah, Jamie Foxx. So then when they would see Jamie Foxx, they're like, oh, Jamie. And then when he would show up, folks was like, that's a dude. But he was so funny, they promoted him on up.
Look, and look, and see. the more you know. Okay, look, so, all right. That's what we got. So, look, we got one more little, we got one more battle, but two more characters.
Right, okay.
So, look, we got RuPaul, Billy Porter, and Jamie Foxx. Now, let's go on to this thingamajig versus the butterfly. Now, this thingamajig is getting on my thingamanerves because I just really don't know. I don't know any warm and fuzzy people that went to rehab. I just can't think of any. Like, if you think warm and fuzzy and rehab, I don't know.
Was he warm and fuzzy before or after rehab? Because that can throw you off. I'm just saying.
Right, that's true.
Yeah, some celebrities go to rehab and they come back a different person. They all in the chakra and everything. Yeah, so I don't know.
The thing of a jig, I have no clue who it could be. I'm really not sure.
That one got me stuck.
I mean, a lot of people are saying some good ones, but I definitely feel the swag, the soulfulness. I believe it's somebody, like a black man. I remember the number four last time. He was saying that he wears his heart on his sleeve. So I was thinking maybe, I don't know, somebody that did like a dating show.
I wasn't really sure. No, that's not.
No, what were you going to say?
What if it's Lamar Odom?
Yo, that's what I've been...
What if it's Lamar Odom?
Y'all, please.
Look, I wasn't going to say that because I don't know LaMarcus Singh. I don't know much about him. But
he seemed fuzzy. I could give him a hug.
He wears his heart on his sleeve.
So Shanice,
what they saying?
Okay, y'all, I'm sorry. Y'all see me looking away.
Shanice said, I have my Cash App ready for y'all because she said y'all are wrong.
She said she thinks Thingamajig is Victor Oladipo because he went to rehab for his injury. He had a major injury, which we know he had a major injury.
Yeah, what kind of rehab we talking about?
Yeah.
Mass singer. They could be throwing us off. Because it could be physical rehab.
Well, I know it is. I personally,
or do you think it's drug rehab?
With the height, I mean, if it were someone in Hollywood, they would be able to know because there's not that many people that tall.
True. Yeah.
So I did think it was an athlete.
I've seen Lamar Odom.
I think it's an
athlete
too. Very tall. Yeah, I think it may be an athlete. With the sneaker reference, the number 4.
I had thought it was Dennis Rodman because the week that we saw the Thingamajig perform, he did a Breakfast Club interview.
Well, yeah, you know, he was making rounds because of his 30 for 30.
Exactly.
With ESPN.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't think of him as warm and fuzzy, do y'all?
Not Dennis.
And what is the don't run with bulls? His parents. And then
So
this down a little bit.
That's what got me thinking is Vic, because he is a pacer and they hate the Bulls, Bulls.
Okay, well then Who this man up? Who is this man?
You don't know Victor Oladipo.
Yeah, no.
He can hoop. He put LeBron in his place. You're here, man.
Show this man. What this man
I
look
know they
like?
Gonna get me for that.
Yeah.
Harpo, who this man?
He's on the Pacers. Let's see.
Oh, I need to know.
All right, come on, Jonathan. He's coming with Victor Oladipo.
Is
Thank
he fine?
You.
Oh. So this is him.
Is he fine? What does Oladipo looking like?
This is him.
Let me see. Let me show me.
That's Vico. Right there.
Has he been a read? Oh, okay.
I can't.
I guess Jonathan don't want us to see Victor. Okay, getting it. He's getting it for us, y'all.
Okay, Victor. Wait, how he put LeBron in his place?
Martin says Josh knows.
Yeah, Martin knows what's up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Look, welcome to the squad. I guess Josh is the only one invited.
Damn, I'm not invited to the cookout?
I'm just saying I'm not a LeBron type of... I'm sorry, y'all. That's not his name. Forgive me.
Okay, Oladipo.
Yeah, that's Vic.
That's him.
That's Vic when he was OK Sizzy.
Look, I'm trying to look at his jersey. It's no number 4, huh?
No, that's OKC. That's the old jersey.
What's the new jersey?
He's with the Pacers now.
Was it number 4?
That's it.
Oh, yeah. This might be it.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
All right, look. Last one.
Last one. Butterfly.
Got electrocuted. First of all, this butterfly really tripping me out because I didn't
think
that tonight.
There you go,
Raylan. Okay.
That's Vic. Yeah. Got a new haircut and everything.
Okay, I got a man, but...
No, you gonna make a reservation.
I got a man,
You can look.
You're okay to look at, whatever. I did not like tonight's performance for the butterfly. I just have to say, from the very first time that she came out to tonight, I just don't think the vocals were that strong.
I think she was
nervous.
Like,
she made me thinking Joss Stone when she came out, and now I'm thinking, I don't know what I'm thinking.
Joss Stone can sing.
Exactly. She can sing. And so when she came out the first night, I thought, you know, I'm getting London, I'm getting all these things. So I was like, you ain't no Spice Girl, you ain't no zigga zigga za, zigga 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 ah.
I think that, well, okay, so they're saying that it's Michelle Williams. I still have not narrowed down who
when
I think...
When was Michelle Williams in London? That's why everybody's been saying that, too. I'm just wanting to know
I guess I'm not focused much on the London reference. I think it may be to throw us off, but the fact that we saw something with religion and transformation...
Yeah, she is a gospel artist.
Right, and then with her feeling, like, alone, and we all know that with Destiny's Child... Love you, Michelle. But she was kind of like the odd one out. She was
not the disclaimer. Love you, Michelle.
Excuse me, y'all. She got me with that disclaimer.
And household name. Come on. Destiny's Child. Like, I could see Michelle.
Yeah. The thing is that, okay, and then if you say Michelle, maybe they are asking her about her ex because she ain't with that man no more.
See,
who was she with?
That's white man. And they were
It was Chad. Chad.
She was in an interracial couple. Relationship.
My friend was working on the show, so apparently they had broke up, but then I heard that they're working out, they're just really low-key about it. And so the thing that made me think it was Michelle is the body type, because if you see her legs, mm-hmm. I was thinking maybe somebody older, but Michelle's a little awkward. So mm-hmm. I felt like her body type, the legs is just giving
Michelle...
I just
think Michelle sings like this.
Yeah, she
does.
I haven't heard in my life.
But Josh, you rewinded it to her singing that last part because I was like, oh, I know that voice.
Right, yeah.
And so I was like, man, that sounds like Michelle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, Fantasia. And I'm like,
no. Okay. Would y'all please look? Let me tell you
Fantasia
something.
Out of this.
Seriously.
Masked Singer cast members, excuse me. I know y'all have already recorded this, but please listen to us at AfterBuzz. I have heard Fantasia live. I have sat with some members of her band. That is not Fantasia. Fantasia's voice will pop your eardrums out of your head. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Something now is taking
I can't.
Over.
So. We're getting school right now. So Martin said that Michelle did theater in London.
Okay.
And that Selena said that Michelle has a butterfly tattoo on her stomach.
Okay.
So and she did say that she had a butterfly tattoo.
Yeah, she did. She made that very clear.
Dang. And Michelle's skinny.
Yeah. She's tiny.
She's slim.
I really thought the butterfly was somebody a little bit more seasoned and older, but I know now I don't.
And
think
I don't
so.
Think Mel B got that voice, child. Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was Mel B because her relationship was nasty. Because stop talking about my ex. But yeah, go ahead. What we got?
Miss Wright 91 wants to know who we think will win, but I think that comes with our predictions.
Ooh.
I'm not ready to say that one yet.
You know what? I'm not gonna say who I'm winning, but you know what? Let's get into our news. Let's get into our news right now, y'all. Okay.
All right, hit it.
And we'll get back to that question when we get into our prediction.
Okay, so the 18th annual Forgettable Gala, it's an award show to recognize Asian Americans in the Asian American community. So it's Icons and Ken. Oh, I'm missing
Jong.
Ken Jeong. Mm-hmm. I always say Jeong. Ken Jeong has been nominated.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been nominated in the comedy category for his Netflix special, You Complete Me, Ho.
I didn't even know he had a Netflix special. I am so sorry.
I just found that out this morning. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go home and watch it. But apparently it dropped back, like, early this year, like Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So I had no idea. But yeah, he's been nominated, so kudos to him.
That's good.
I need to really watch his stand-ups because I just know him as an actor. And he is funny, and I feel like he has a lot of personality. But
really great high energy.
He does. Mm-hmm,
he does.
He does. And then next, Robin Thicke, we all know that he's engaged to the lovely April Love Geary.
We know. He didn't want to be with me, so he had to go somebody else.
So he had to settle for second best.
Yeah, okay.
So he was just talking about how, you know, he's playing his wedding right now and how weddings is, you know, like the most happiest days in people's lives. So he created this killer playlist. And y'all know.
Wait, what?
Yes. It's this wedding playlist. And I love playlists. I love eating playlists from like my friends. Everybody's sending their playlists. So when he look, and it's beautiful. I mean, there's a lot of great songs on there. I mean, I have John. Okay, so John has it up, and you can scroll. You can even see some of the songs on there.
What songs you know? Do you know what's the songs that are on there? I need to know what kind of taste he got.
He got some good taste. Let me look.
Look, pull up. Why you pull up this playlist? I need to ask y'all something. Pull up the playlist.
I have the playlist.
Oh, you have it. Okay, yes. Go ahead.
So first off, I mean, the minute he had Al Green, I was just like, okay.
Well,
like
you know this man is soulful. Where do you think he got his soul from?
He got Al Green, Let's Stay Together. He got some Stevie Wonder, Etta James, Aretha Franklin, Temptations.
What songs? Name the songs.
So Don't You Worry About a Thing, Stevie Wonder, mm-hmm. At Last, Etta James, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, Aretha Franklin, My Girl.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Temptations.
Yes.
Okay.
And, I mean, of course he has songs with him as well, but Nat King Cole, Frank Sinatra. I mean, to me, the playlist is amazing. So I just wanted to share it with y'all. You're welcome.
First of all, okay, my question before we get into our predictions, if you were married to Robin Thicke, would you or would you not have him sing at your wedding?
Oh, I would have him sing while I'm walking down the aisle. He better be standing right there waiting and singing to me.
Lost without you. Can't help myself. How does it feel?
So you would have him sing at your wedding?
I don't know. I'm okay.
You
know what? I'm just gonna put this out there now so that I have it documented. I will have Kenny Lattimore sing at my wedding. I got already my three songs that I want.
Look at you. Kenny live right down the road.
I know. He go to my church.
Yeah,
and I've been telling my boyfriend, I'm like, when we're at church, like, should we put in our request now?
Yes.
He hasn't even proposed yet. I'm just like, should we put it in now? Should we go give him a word? Should we go say what's up?
You better put that request in.
He's not on the praise team?
No.
He should be the musical director.
He should be the musical director.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He tripping.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Come on, Kenny.
Come on, Kenny.
I saw he and his mom at one of the malls here in the Valley. And his mom was so sweet. I said, "That's Kenny." And she looking at me like, "Yes, that's my son. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's God. Not Kenny. Ooh, that's my son."
I love me some Kenny Lattimore.
I like Kenny Lattimore too.
Yeah, okay. So that's who I'm having at my wedding. Sorry, Robin. You can sing a little something maybe at the reception.
Actually, he get a few lines in when he's doing his little toast.
Yeah. Okay, so that's all we got for news and gossip?
That's all we got.
Can I bring something up real quick?
Bring something up.
So, Martin is... Okay, Martin! I like Martin. Martin, let me see. Martin John Dolarico, I believe that's how you pronounce it, says that he can't wait to unmask Chris Daughtry. Now,
everybody talking about this damn Chris Daughtry on the show. Which one do they think he is?
Right. That's who I want to ask him because
let us know.
Yeah, I'm a huge Chris Daughtry fan.
Oh, no, yes. Yeah, what happened to him? I love him.
He got voted off number four, he should have won that year. I remember. And he smashed everybody.
What was that one song, though, that he had after he did leave American Idol? It was so good. Oh, I forgot.
The first one. Yes. Well, Dust, the first one. I can't remember.
Damn, what happened to Chris Daughtry? Right now.
But anyway, Martin, if you hear us, let me know who you think Chris Daughtry is.
And
is it It's Not Over?
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, that's it. Okay. It's Not Over, yeah.
Oh, the Rottweiler?
No, that's Selena.
Oh,
they think the Rottweiler is Chris Daughtry.
Oh, yes, that's the one. They did say that.
Huh.
Good looking, Selena. Stay on top of it.
Okay, well, all right. You know what? We'll see.
Y'all better recognize. All right, Martin.
Hey, Jassy.
Okay, so look, guys, I think it's time. We only got a few minutes left, so is it time? Well, is it time?
It's on your time.
Is it time for our AfterBuzz TV prediction?
I believe it is. And now, your
All right, y'all. So, based on what we've seen so far, who do you guys think is going to be the one? Yeah, let's go back. Who actually asked that question?
The winner. Y'all want to talk about
the winner, or should we talk about who do you guys think, based on what we've seen, is going to get booted off? Let's do who's going to get booted off next episode.
Okay.
Based on tonight's performances and what we've seen.
So it's going to be a different team.
I
already
know
who's going to lose. I already know. I'm ready.
Because, like, based on what we've already seen, now I have to go back on the performance for next week, but because, you know, we have to clearly see that. But, you know, I already knew the skeleton was going to get booted off before, you know.
Okay, yeah. Well, for me... I think the person booted next week is going to be the Penguin.
The Penguin. Mm.
Yeah, because, I mean...
That Penguin, I don't really know.
Yeah.
Everybody thinking Sherry Shepherd.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe the Ladybug or the Tree. Not saying I'm
no,
not
that, like... No, that Tree need to go. The Tree need to go because I don't even know who, it could be.
And by the way, they were saying in the chat, the number 30, and that was the Tree. That was one of the clues for the Tree, the number 30. I don't know what that would mean, though.
We have to go back and look at it. Miracles on 30th Street. What's the Christmas
movie? That's 33rd Street, or 31st Street, whatever.
Okay.
Miracle on 30-something Street.
Okay, well, who was this woman?
I don't know. Who do you think is going to get voted off next?
That's what I was thinking, like the Tree.
Oh, the Tree?
I was thinking maybe the Tree, because, I mean... If I'm thinking back, I don't really know who's really standing. Like, what did Martin say?
Saying that he and I are on the same wavelength.
Yo, y'all be letting us out. I'm going to show up to the party anyway.
Yeah.
You're coming to crash it. Like, how are you going to crash Robin Thicke's wedding?
I do want to mention who people are saying that they think the flamingo, leopard, black widow thing is.
Let's get into that.
Okay.
We got a few more seconds, so let's do it. Let's get into it.
For the flamingo, a lot of people are saying, of course, Adrian Bailon. They're also mentioning Keke Palmer and Kelly Pickler.
No. Kelly Pickler?
Pickler, excuse me.
From American Idol?
Blame the in it. Leopard. We're getting Seal. RuPaul, Jamie Foxx, Billy Porter. I feel like we've kind of been saying that.
Okay.
Black Widow, I'm getting Raven Simone, Tracy Braxton, and Laura Morano, who's an actress.
Wait. Who?
Laura.
Tracy Braxton.
Tracy Braxton.
Did you know somebody said Tamar the
Tracy
other week?
Braxton is the Black Widow.
No.
I don't hear it. Tracy can sing, but I don't hear it.
When did she?
I don't know.
No. Don't even do it, Raylan.
No.
It.
I got the Braxtons.
I got two more. Thingamajig. I'm getting, of course, I see a lot of people saying Victor Oladipo, who's a basketball player for Indiana Pacers.
Okay.
Zach LaVine, Kobe Bryant, Iman Shumpert.
First of all, Iman, he can rap, but I don't know if he can hit.
He probably can. He's super talented.
Okay.
Fire rapper. And then people also saying Jamie Foxx. People just thinking an athlete.
It's somebody black for sure.
Yeah.
Victor, damn though, like if basketball don't work out and that's him, like, you know, him and Nicole might have something going because she's feeling the thingamajig.
Seriously. Okay, wait, one more. Butterfly. Okay. I mean, Michelle Williams, Fergie, Mel B, and someone said China McClain. I was like, interesting.
The Fergie.
How come every time you come around, London Bridge coming down, and guess what? She messed up on that national anthem. It scorned her for life. I didn't know. I don't think nobody thought she could come back after that. Remember that?
This is what the internet's saying. I don't know.
Mm-mm.
All right. Well, we'll see y'all.
We'll see next week. All right, guys. Well, I can't believe it's over that fast.
Mm. I know.
Missed y'all so much.
Wait for next week so we can see Snooki voted off.
Get the hell out of here. Guys, let everybody know where they can find you. Shantiera, let them know.
Are you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Shantiera.
Y'all can find me, Joshua Wright, at Cleverly Clad on Instagram. I don't use Twitter, so just Instagram.
I don't use Twitter either, guys. You can follow me on Instagram at Raylan Taryn. And if you are interested in some lashes, ladies, let me know. I got the hookup. Also, Sundays, BHL at 4, doing my show every Sunday. Tune in, and I will see you guys. We will see you guys next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Bye.